This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Here are some of the latest developments in the COVID-19 vaccine. The European Union's drug regulator approves the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for use on all adults as a dispute with the EU over supplies of the shot escalates. However, Germany's vaccine commission maintains its advice against using the vaccine on people older than 65, citing lack of data. French President Emmanuel Macron also said Friday AstraZeneca's vaccine appeared not to be effective for 65. The EU executive launches a plan to monitor and, in some cases, reject exports of vaccines produced in EU plants amid its dispute with AstraZeneca over delays in deliveries. The European Medicines Agency says it expects Johnson & Johnson to submit an application for its coronavirus vaccine shortly, after the firm says its single-shot vaccine has an overall efficacy rate of 66%. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis says it will help produce the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 as countries scramble to boost supplies. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna will deliver 20% fewer vaccine doses to Italy than promised in the week starting February 7th, Italy's special commissioner for COVID-19 said Friday, putting pressure on the country's vaccination campaign. People arriving in Canada will have to quarantine in hotels for at least 3 days under strict supervision and at their own expense, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced today. Germany's government bans from Saturday to Friday to February 17th most travelers from countries hit by new variants, Britain, Ireland, Portugal, Brazil, South Africa, as well as some other southern African areas. This is VOA News. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has asked the Pentagon to provide troops to help set up and man vaccination sites around the United States. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
FEMA has asked the Pentagon for troops to fill out 100 teams to help operate vaccination centers across the country. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells reporters Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has already told them to get it done.
The Secretary has made it very clear that we are going to provide as much capability and capacity as the Defense Department can afford to do to help with this national priority.
While FEMA initially asked for 10,000 troops, defense officials say it may not take that many. Pentagon will also have to determine which active duty, reserve, or National Guard troops can be used without taking key capabilities away from other units. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday signed a law extending the new START nuclear arms control treaty, the last major pact of its kind between Russia and the United States. It's extended by 5 years, the Kremlin said in a statement. Russia has said the extension will come into effect once the two sides have exchanged diplomatic notes after each completes their domestic procedures. Russia's lower and upper houses of parliament voted to ratify the extension Wednesday. Signed in 2010 and due to expire next week, the new START limits the numbers of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers that Russia and the U.S. can deploy. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies, as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in, quote, mass unrest. Navalny's brother and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were both placed under house arrest until March 23rd, after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Putin's 20-year rule. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will meet informally next week to discuss the plight of the detained Russian opposition leader at the risk of causing tensions with Moscow, diplomats said Friday. The meeting is scheduled to take place Wednesday after regular monthly discussions on the war in Syria. The session will be officially framed as a discussion on Navalny's poisoning last year, one diplomat said. A small bomb exploded outside the Israeli embassy in New Delhi Friday as it marked the anniversary of setting up diplomatic relations with India. No injuries were reported, but an Israeli official told AFP the incident was being viewed as terrorism. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.